Thank you very much. Well, this paragraph 3 contains a number of problematic areas. If we compare the just adopted resolution of the Human Rights Council, it does not welcome the establishment of the so-called Permanent Forum on People of African Descent. It only takes note of it. And we should perhaps recall that this is a highly problematic area where there is no common understanding how it would truly function and work, and the relationship in the architecture of the human rights system, its relationship to the Working Group on People of African Descent. And there is also an issue of a name problematic in it. We do not think that there should be a welcoming of this, which is indeed premature, because it is not clear what it is about. So we advise against using welcome here, which the Human Rights Council clearly was not ready to say. And the same goes for the proclamation of the 31st of August as the International Day for People of African Descent, which is an initiative which was taken by the General Assembly in December 2020 through a resolution that was quickly administrated by one country, who chose its own Day of the Republic as this international day. The problematic here is that it has already caused a great deal of conflict at the national level, where there exists the International Day on the Abolition of Slavery, that day proclaimed by UNESCO, but which is also supported by the United Nations. And it should be looked at, the resolution that adopted the International Day on Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and Transatlantic Slave Trade, which stated clearly that it was a complement to this UNESCO Day of 23rd of August. It was not an advisable decision to have another international day in practically the same week, and it has created a reduction in the work or conflicts between those 2 days. Furthermore, there is a situation where this 31st of August, although the General Assembly resolution stated that it should be conducted only by voluntary resources, it seemed that it had taken a lot of time resources away in the Secretariat's work from the commemoration and preparation of the 20th anniversary of the DDPA. So we have considerable difficulties in welcoming an international day which has these characteristics. We can take note of the fact that it exists, but to welcome it given the circumstances is not advisable in our opinion.